Jesus, please show us the ways of humility and charity each day of our lives. Amen. Lord, I know you're with me. Please speak to us. And I heard we are always with you. And I said, please speak your hearts to us. And when he says we like that, it can be the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or it could be that his mother is there as well. And when this message began, it was definitely her voice that I heard. And then Jesus came in later. The Blessed Mother began, prayer, prayer, and more prayer. It is good that you have set aside this time for worship, and also that you've been saying the binding prayer. It is very important for the whole community, and you should add in the new names. But don't for one minute think that it's not necessary. You saw what happened when you slacked off. The angels will cover for you when situations make it difficult for you to say the binding prayer, but you mustn't be sluggish or lazy. Yeah, so what happened? My whole music library got wiped. What's several thousand songs, you know, and pieces that I've been working on. So it was a major catastrophe. We're still working our way through it and out of it. So I answered her, I said, you're right, and I'm sorry. And then Jesus spoke up and he said, well, at least now you know how well the binding prayer works, he said with a smile. Lord, I have tried to be with you only, but I'm having problems. I sit and sit and sit and nothing happens, or my mind keeps wandering in a million different directions. And he said, are you tuning in? And I said, I'm trying. He said, well, you need to sharpen your tuning fork. So how do I do that? You know, self-denial, carefully chosen foods for your body, not for your taste buds and fancies. Then he said, I will surprise you. That would be lovely because I really miss you. It's hard when I can't feel his presence. Yeah, it almost sends you into a depression. He continued, we're doing this together. I want to talk about preparations of the heart. You were hearing my thoughts when you started putting together a special introductory prayer for angelic protection. In this way, you admit your fault, take responsibility for it, declare that it's not what you want. And that is an act of humility the angels will honor. So I heard it said by someone that I definitely trust that even the angels resist the proud, but the humble, they rescue, and they come to help quickly. And boy, I sure need help with my library. Anyway, so when the Lord wants to get our attention, he allows things to happen that are going to cost us a lot of time. He went on to say, it is true that humility and love are pivotal forces needed to be in operation for proper protection. And if you are aware of your faults in this area and repenting daily, you will be seen as you are. You will be seen as you are to become, not as you are now. I have told you this before, that I look upon the set of your heart, not how perfectly you behave. For it's difficult to live up to those standards when you're still recognizing and exercising your willingness to renounce your pride, selfishness, and embrace meekness and charity. Abstaining from judgment is also a key to protection. Why should they protect you when you are not protecting the good name of others, especially your enemies? Yes, this is a major act of mercy. I would like to see it in your character. Thank you, Lord, for making this clear. But a declaration like this at the beginning of your protection prayers would be a wise choice. I renounce the sins of pride, calumny, selfishness and embrace the virtues of charity, brotherly love, and meekness. And he said, remember the meek will inherit the world. Father, please receive my prayers as I am striving with all my heart to rid myself of these poisonous sins. And then he said, something like that would do nicely. You may choose your own words. The idea is to convey that although you are not perfect yet, with all your heart and means, with my grace, you are striving to be. The angels will honor that very honest confession. Claire, they rush to the side of the little ones. You were born to be a little one, but to combat the world's ways, you became superior. This littleness has not been taught as it should be, and all need to be reminded that those who seek the depths grow much faster than those on the mountaintop. The fall from such heights is very painful and can even be fatal. However, those who seek the lowliest place live beside fresh running waters and rich soil. Living waters always seek the lowest place, and those who drink from them abide there as well. This is a lifelong assignment, but one well worth striving for. But always remember to ask for our help. And that was the end of his message. And I was thinking, yeah, we really need your help, because that pride is something else again. Getting rid of that. You know, I grew up in the city in Chicago, and I was just about the only Gentile in a totally Jewish high school, and it didn't go well for me. But, you know, I thought, well, I'll live up to it. I'll just pretend to be, you know, super intelligent and everything else. And so that got me started on a way of life that was really, you know, very prideful. And it wasn't until my second Christian conversion that I recognized humility is probably the most important virtue that a person can have and protects you from so many things. And God resists the proud. He resists the proud, but he rushes to the side of the humble. So that's something we need to cultivate, guys. I need it too, so pray for us, please. Thank you for being on the channel. We love you and we pray for you daily. And I hope that these messages are really helping to touch your heart to prepare you for your wedding gown. In Jesus' name, amen. That's what he told me I was supposed to do, is prepare the bride for the wedding. And here's a beautiful quote from The Imitation of Mary, which is a great book because it really illuminates the fact that Jesus is the king and the prince of all things. She really illuminates that because she's constantly talking about ways to please him, ways that we can humble ourselves. And here's just one quote from this book. And this Imitation of Mary is published by the Catholic Book Publishing Company, because there's two of them, but that's the one that's really good. It's by Alexander de Rouville. Okay. This is what she prays. Lord, you are everything, and I am nothing. You possess all things. My only inheritance is my wretchedness. You can do all things, and I can do nothing without your help. And here is a litany of humility, which is very helpful for me, so I can recognize the areas where I'm very prideful and my abundance. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me. from the desire of being preferred to others. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the desire of being consulted. Deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being approved. Deliver me, Jesus, from the fear of being humiliated. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of being despised. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of suffering rebukes. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of being calumniated, which means gossiped and people tell bad stories about you. Deliver me, O Jesus, from the fear of being forgotten. Deliver me. And I'll just read off the other ones real quickly. From the fear of being ridiculed, from the fear of being wronged, from the fear of being suspected. Deliver me, O Jesus, that others may be loved more than I. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be esteemed more than I. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may be chosen and I set aside, that others may be praised and I go unnoticed, that others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, and that others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. And the last note on this litany is, charity is patient, kind, charity doesn't envy, is not pretentious, is not puffed up, is not ambitious or self-seeking, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice over wickedness, but rejoices with the truth, bears with all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. To have charity is to love God above all things for himself and be ready to renounce all created things rather than offend him by serious sin. Amen. And that was taken from Matthew 22:36, and hopes all things, endures all things, as 1 Corinthians 13:4-7.